This is Luke from the Duke Spirit.
And I'm Leela from the Duke Spirit too.
Your new album is out, and I've read a couple of interviews where you talked about the new album, and it sounded like you weren't really satisfied with the sound of the last album. Can you maybe elaborate
on that? Yeah, I don't think it's quite so the negative, not that we were dissatisfied with the sound, but I think if you are, you've done one thing and you've experienced it for a couple of years, it would be quite boring to stay the same. So I think probably what I talked about was there's I think we're known for having quite a dense sound, you know, thick and intense. And whilst that's really powerful, it also doesn't give a certain space for a little more mystery and a little bit more delicacy. So it was not that was wrong or bad, but I think this time we wanted to explore what it would be like, particularly if you separate the guitars more often and if you breathe air in between the instruments, what happens. And clearly we haven't made a huge changing record that's got hip-hop beats and like an orchestra in it. It's not like so different, but I think it's subtly different. It's gently different, and I think we wanted to be more articulate. You know, if we've created a melody, we want the melody to be strong and clear, and for the vocals to work around that clearly. You know, and to do things that we've perhaps been shy of before. So if there's there's some guitar work, then it should be, you know, it should reach a point where it culminates into perhaps like a guitar solo, which when we started out it was cool. We were like, oh, fuck guitar solos, man, that's for like heavy hair metal. But I think what we've done is every time we've chosen to bring in a melody, whether it's on guitar as a solo or it's within organs or voice, it should be clear and have a strength of its own, but then make its point, like, and then leave, you know, like guitar solo and then it's gone, vocals, and then make way for the bass line or whatever. So yeah, breathing air into it, I think. He agrees.
Was it difficult to get there after the first two albums? Because of change, I mean, I think it's always kind of difficult to...
We actually changed personnel a little bit because we had a different guitarist on the last album. Toby was playing bass for the first two albums, and our good friend Dan was the other guitarist, but he had a child and decided he didn't want to tour anymore. So we switched it around. Toby's a really good guitarist and has always written quite a lot of songs for the band, so he would bring them in, he would have worked them out on guitar anyway, so it was always kind of normal for us to sort of play guitar together as well. But he switched and we brought in our good friend Mark to play bass, so it was an immediate sort of, so I guess that made it easier to sort of change because we'd already made that big sort of alteration anyway, so it was inevitable that it would be a different sort of approach to it. So
it's really refreshing, helped. We're still good friends with Dan. There's nothing that's like weird or anything about changing, but it what it does is means new personalities, new structure. You just kind of feels refreshing, you know. You feel like, oh, okay, so if someone else is playing guitar and we're going to teach you this bass line, you know, you can suddenly approach a record with just like a little bit of a different atmosphere in the room.